First of all, this is the birthday boy today, and I think it's got to be like number 38, 39. Am I right on that?
That would be nice, but nope, it's more like 47.
Oh, boy. 47. You are close to halfway to 100, huh?
I'm getting closer every day.
It's been a good birthday so far.
Yeah, so far, so good. You know, when you teach at the elementary, birthdays are a much bigger thing than they are when you're at the high school. But had a lot of kids and people tell me happy birthday today. And
good.
Yep, it was a great day.
Coach Umshott has made the announcement, deciding to step down as varsity wrestling coach. Beginning now or at the end of the season, and you're going to stay on as junior high coach for next year, aren't you?
Yeah, yep. I went in before the start of this high school season and talked to Mr. Nichols and told him, you know, that I was pretty sure that this was going to be my last year. And, you know, of course, I don't think he was too happy with it at the beginning, but when I laid it out to him, that, you know, I wasn't just stepping down from high school wrestling. I was willing to, go to the junior high level, and I will be the assistant boys coach for junior high, and I will be the head girls coach as well, and for the junior high. And also planning on having my wife, Nikki, she's going to become a coach as well. The plan is she's going to be my assistant with the junior high girls. And so that'll be interesting. You know, I think it'll be fun. Hopefully that goes smooth. But when I explained that I wasn't just, you know, leaving him high and dry, that I was done, that I was willing to go down and fill, you know, two positions of need at the junior high level, he was a little bit more accepting of that. And so, I'm telling everybody it's addition through subtraction, that, you know, I'm giving up the head job at the high school, but I am, picking up two new positions at the junior high level. And, I think I'll really enjoy that.
Would be really probably odd for you to totally get out of the sport altogether, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not quite ready, you know, to get out of it altogether. A big reason why I wanted to get out of the high school wrestling is just the time commitment. I've been doing this for 25 years, high school wrestling for 25 years. And, you know, I've told people that, you know, the time commitment is, you know, I think it's probably the same probably for any winter sport, but I haven't enjoyed a Thanksgiving break or Christmas break for the last 25 years. You know, everybody else goes on, you know, vacations or, you know, sees family and things like that over Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, all I'm thinking about over those two breaks is, you know, when's the next practice and things like that. And so, that was a big part of it, was just the time that, you know, that is just taken away from you. And, you know, I think I'll really enjoy, having that extra time, with the breaks.
So many memories in all those years, and the couple of years at Roncalli, and all those years in McCook. My gosh, sit here for hours with all the good stories, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe not at Roncalli, you know, that on the wrestling side of it. You know, we were never, competitive. Our claim to fame for the 3 years that I was there is that we won one duel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a big accomplishment at Roncalli when we won a duel there. And so, you know, the bar was pretty low there. But it was a good place. It was a great place to cut my teeth and really figure out, you know, if I really wanted to do, this wrestling coaching thing. And I'm very appreciative for my time there. But then, you know, McCook High School took a chance on me. You know, I was just a 24-year-old kid, and, you know, I didn't have any great credentials or anything like that coming in. I wasn't a college wrestler. I was probably at best an average high school wrestler, but they took a chance on me. And, 22 years ago, I was just just flying by the seat of my pants and trying to make it up as I went. And, you know, where the program was back then, you know, we'd go to tournaments, and if another kid had a McCook kid, I remember his coach saying, you know, well, that's just like having a bye, you know, or just like having a forfeit. That was, you know, the level of competitiveness where we were at back then. And, you know, to see where we've moved it from then to now, you know, I like to think that we're a pretty competitive group of guys. We might not win every match, but you know that it's going to be a dogfight out there for 6 minutes when you wrestle a kid from McCook. And, you know, I think we've earned a lot of respect across the state.
So many good wrestlers you've had a chance to coach over the years. My gosh, a ton. State champions, a lot of medal winners. Boy, a lot of good kids, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it goes all the way back to my first year. You know, having a guy like Sam Frazier, you know, who was just a freshman my first year there. And, you know, he's a four-time state qualifier, medaled a couple of times. And you just move on to, you know, the Nate Morgan era. And, you know, to see what he did in high school and eventually moving on to college, wrestling at Penn State. And, you know, he was right at the beginning of the Cale Sanderson era, but he was part of four national championship teams. And, you know, to have a kid from McCook wrestle on that level and be part of a program like that is pretty special. And then, you know, and he was a state champ here at McCook. And, you know, move on to, you know, the Alec Langan, you know, era. You know, another kid, a four-time state qualifier and a three-time state medalist, you know, and winning state his senior year in dramatic fashion. In overtime, he won his state championship during the COVID year, where we were all wearing masks down at the state tournament. You know, I can say I lived through the COVID era of coaching, which was not a lot of fun. And then, you know, what we just wrapped up recently with Tristan Campbell, who was a four-time state qualifier and, you know, a four-time state medalist. And that was the first time that I've ever coached, you know, a kid that was a four-time state medalist. And told him last night at the banquet, told the entire team that, in my opinion, even though he wasn't a state champion, in my opinion, he was probably, he was definitely the best wrestler that I've ever coached in 22 years. And you could probably make a strong argument he might be the best wrestler that's ever come through McCook.
A lot of good guys, no question. A lot of memories, a lot of very memorable matches, regular season, conference, districts, and, of course, state as well.
Yeah, and it goes all the way back to my first year of coaching. We had a Dallas Chorus, who was a senior, never was a state medalist until his senior year, and this was still at the Devaney Center, and it's a match that I'll never forget. Probably because it was my first year, but we were wrestling a kid from Omaha Scutt in the second round, and this is when Scutt was, you know, at their prime. You know, when they had nationally ranked teams, and everybody hated Omaha Scutt when it came to wrestling, and all eyes are on those matches. And we went out there, and this kid from Omaha Scutt was undefeated, and I don't think he had even been scored on like since Christmas. And Dallas Chorus went out there in front of everybody and beat this kid from Omaha Scutt in overtime, and the entire Devaney Center just erupted, because that's what happens when Omaha Scutt loses in wrestling. And that was a pretty special moment, you know, to be part of, and something that I'll never forget. And that's just one example. You know, lots of matches that I remember. Unfortunately, I remember probably more of the losses. Those seem to stick with you than the wins. But right up there as well, I would say, is probably Alec Langan winning his state championship in overtime. That was pretty exciting as well.
No question. A lot of good competitors, wrestlers, and a lot of good coaches you've had under your wing there over the years, haven't you?
Yeah. my first year here, it was just me and Colt Hosek, and there was one tournament where his son Canyon was born, and you know he decided that that was more important than coaching that day, and so he left me high and dry, you know, and I understand why, but at that time I was all by myself at the tournament, and I remember after that I said this will never happen again, and so the next year I found some guys in the community to help out, and it was Jim Kenny, who's been around for a long time and has really helped out our program, you know, with coaching and even behind the scenes, and Bob Kalupa, he's been part of the program, and we've had some other guys as well, but those guys, we were together for about 20 years, and when we first started, we call ourselves a bunch of outlaws or renegades, because we would just come into these tournaments, and we had no idea really what we were doing, and we were just learning as we went, and we got into a lot of trouble at these tournaments. Referees kind of rolled their eyes when they seen us walk in, and because we were just arguing and fighting for our kids every chance that we got. And, you know, we kind of learned it as we went, and, you know, we kind of grew, and we stuck together for a long time. And, you know, moving ahead now, I think four of the assistant coaches we have now, Skylar Kalinske, Colton Stone, Caleb Taylor, and Cody Hahn. What's really special now is all four of those guys are alumni of our program. And they've been through, the years of high school, and now they're wanting to give back. And so they're kind of the new wave of coaches that are coming through right now for the McCook Wrestling program.
If you followed Coach Umscheid through the year, especially at state tournaments, Friday night's semifinals, he puts his fashion statement of what he wears. And now you look at all the coaches. Did you start this trend a number of years ago?
Yeah. You know, it's pretty common now. It's pretty popular now that on, you know, Friday night and Saturdays of the state tournament, the coaches kind of get all dressed up. But I'd like to think that I kind of started that trend. I kind of made it, you know, popular. And it really all just started with a pair of shoes. And that was my wife Nikki's idea. She said, "You need to be known as the shoe guy." And so for Christmas, she got me a pair of flashy shoes. And I wore them 1 year, and somebody took a picture of them, and a lot of people made comments about it. And so then from shoes, we decided to get a suit. And if you know me, I'm not a flashy guy 364 days out of the year, but one day out of the year I get all dressed up, and I said, well, if I'm going to wear a suit, I'm going to make sure that people notice me. And so the first year it started with a white suit, and because that was a little bit out of character of what you see down there. And then it just grew from there. I had to outdo myself every year. And so the shoes got flashier and the suits got flashier. And it went all the way to this year where I had a jacket that actually had LED lights built into it. And it lit up. That caught a lot of attention as well. But you see it quite a bit down there. Now a lot of the coaches all get dressed up and they try to outdo one another, but I'd like to think that I was the original.
Bison Wrestling, going to need a couple of coaches. You and Coach Hosek on the girls' side both retire, or you're not retiring, but he's retiring.
He's retiring.
You're still going to be teaching, of course, coaching junior high. But so the word's out that who are going to be the next coaches of girls and boys here at McCook High?
Well, that's a very good question. I have my ideas, and you know, I know one person that's going to interview for the job on the boys' side is a guy that's been with the program ever since he's been in sixth grade. He's never actually left the program, and that's Skylar Kalinske. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, he would do an excellent job being the head boys wrestling coach. And, you know, like I said, he is going to interview for the position. I think secretly this is something that he's probably have wanted for quite some time. And just to see what he's done with the wrestling club the last, I think, probably 10 years now, you know, from where it was to where it is now, if, you know, if he can do that, what he did at the club level, at the high school level, you know, make those kind of improvements. You know, he's going to take where the program's at now. He's going to just, you know, take a whole nother leap. And, you know, the team's going to be even that much better and that more competitive, in my opinion, if he's at the helm.
And, Coach, before we let you go, of course, a longtime teacher and coach, but you are throwing your name in the hat for city council. Where did the, for McCook City Council, where did this come out of the blue?
This is something that, you know, I've thought about for quite some time. You know, for 19 years, I was teaching world geography and civics to the freshmen here at the high school. And, you know, 19 years of teaching civics, you're teaching the kids, you know, how great it is to give back to the community and to serve your community. And so I said, it's finally time for me to put my money where my mouth is. And, you know, I threw my hat in for city council. And, you know, I think that that's going to be, you know, a fun and new and exciting challenge. And, you know, I'm excited that another name in there is Caleb Taylor. And, you know, we're running with each other. We're not running against each other. And so that's a just a new challenge. It's going to be a new experience. You know, if I'm fortunate and lucky enough to, you know, win one of the spots, you know, it's going to be something that I take very serious. But it really probably all started many years ago when I watched the movie Back to the Future. And, you know, they were in the diner, and the one guy was just sweeping in there, and they said, you know, that he was going to be mayor. You know, Mayor Goldie Wilson. And he's like, I like the sound of that, you know. And he goes, someday I am going to be mayor. And so that's my new goal right now is, you know, to get on the city council and maybe, you know, someday I can be a mayor of McCook. And, you know, I think that that would be a great title to have. And so really excited about the opportunity. And, you know, the challenge that it's going to be.
You have to do, whoever gets the job, Coach, you have to tell them. You know, Rich calls on Monday mornings between 6 and 6:30 for a recap, so you got to be ready for that.
That is correct. You know, they definitely have to be a morning person. You know, you're the only other person that I know that's up every day at that time. But, yep, every Monday at 6:30, most of the time at 6:30, unless you forget, and then I send you a text to remind you. I'm like, I'm waiting, and then you call. But, yep, every Monday morning at 6:30, it's almost like clockwork during the wrestling season.
So I take it this come the summertime, we're still going to see on that lawnmower out and about the summer for the schools or not?
That is my prime time for me right there.
I
love being on the lawnmower. I'm kind of like the Forrest Gump of McCook Public Schools.
Oh, yeah.
I just get on my mower and I just go all day long, get my headset on and listen to talk radio all day long. And I listen to the open line as well.
God bless you.
Yep. And so I get to get all caught up on that. But, yeah, I really enjoy my time during the summer getting a tan and cut some grass.
Well, Coach, it's been fun talking to you over the years. Bison Wrestling, again, you're going to be coaching the junior high kids, so I know you're excited about that. Hey, that junior high, that's important to have good coaching in those junior high ranks to get them ready for the high school years.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've always believed that you know, your feeder programs, you know, you got to have strong feeder programs if you want to be competitive at the high school level. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to spending more time with the junior high kids on the boys and the girls side. And, you know, just being able to work with them day in and day out and hopefully get them to the level where they're better prepared for when they actually move on to the high school level. And, you know, hopefully I can help out whoever is in charge next year on the boys and girls side. Hopefully, you know, I can help them out as much as I can.
Coach, thanks a million for everything, and we will be, I know this is our last interview. Somehow, some way, we're going to do something down the line again.
Of course, of course. I'm always available at 6:30. You know, just because I'm stepping down doesn't mean I'm starting to sleep in. So anytime it's a slow day in sports, just give me a call at 6:30, and I can chit-chat with you.